Hello and welcome to the Thought Shower. I am John.
I am Sauce.
Yep, it's Sheldon Sauce over there. And thank you for listening. Thank you for also reviewing us on the iTunes. And for everybody who got stuff for Cyber Week, which I think is still kind of going on. I'm going to be honest, I haven't checked. So if you get internjohnstore.com, code comedy if it's there to save money on that. But I appreciate everybody who did that. Also be a chance to subscribe to the YouTube. That's like the backup in case things ever go bad.
You just never know because we had that happen last year.
Sure did. When I think every podcasting platform like in the world was down.
Yeah, so
and all the Joe Rogan bros are like, no.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
What am I gonna microdose on? No. That's like I get so many ads for Rogan stuff that he does. He'd be a cool dude. Like people who are great interviewers, I think should be interviewed by somebody like Charlamagne interviewing Rogan. I think would be dope.
Hasn't he done that?
No, Rogan's been on he's been on Rogan's show, but I think just because I think great interviewers need to be interviewed.
I don't know anything about Joe Rogan except that like women. Like me, make fun of guys that talk about him. No offense.
He's got a pretty interesting. I mean, he obviously hosted Fear Factor back in the day.
Did you say obviously? Because I didn't know that.
Well, he was on like remember Fear Factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was the host. He's also like a ninth degree black belt. Like he's like was at one point world ranked like judo champion.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's weird. That's so random.
What was funny about karate? Is that you hear like him or like guys in the UFC who are like, you know, fifth degree black belts.
Yeah.
And then you hear like in eighth grade, your 10-year-old brother got up to like brown belt. I'm like, this can't be the same scale. Like,
it's, no. No, because I remember when I did taekwondo, like my instructor was like actually a fifth degree black belt. But it takes like, I don't remember exactly, but I remember like when I was in fourth grade doing taekwondo that I was like, okay, by the time I'm this age, I could be a sixth degree black belt and it would take me like my whole life or something.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I think it takes like, I'm not even going to say what I think because I'm probably wrong. So I always give out false information over here. Yeah. So I'm just going
to. Do you think they just keep adding various shades of black to the belt and that's how you tell?
No, don't they add like red characters to your belt?
See a tip, the red tip. We used to have a belt when we first started. I didn't get till I was older because white belt was the first belt. There was soon to be belt. I always thought that was like a Japanese name when I was younger. Then I was, oh no, it was soon to be a belt.
Yeah.
But like first grade me was like, soon to be belt. That must be part of the culture.
You were an idiot.
I was in first grade, bro.
Didn't you? So in taekwondo, you got like your white belt with the yellow stripe.
No, it wasn't. I did see karate.
Oh, well, I did taekwondo, so no big deal. Call me Superfoot because I kick so high.
You know what's funny right now? So some of the kids I coach, they play on a different team.
Yeah.
And they must have just realized they didn't tell us they can't come to practice today because it's one by one by one, basically sending the exact same coach.
Oh.
Basically thing. I'm going to say to my new phone, who this?
They don't just send it like in a group text. They just send it to like you individually.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to say, hey, next time, why don't you guys text us all at once?
Yeah, I would say that.
Next time, a simple group text will work. Group text with you idiots would work.
Wow, I don't think you should say that.
You would. When what sucks? Sorry.
I don't think you should call them idiots. So.
No, I said next time I saw a group text with all of you would work. Smiley face.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
One of our kids is, so I've been talking a little bit about it. This year is interesting because the kids that were supposed to be freshmen or sophomores, yada, yada. But so we have these kids, they have a senior who would have played last year, like his junior year, but we didn't have a season. Broke his collarbone in the game on Friday.
I
didn't see it, but so our other coach Mike told me that it was like early in the game, but he played through it. It just sucks because collarbone.
He played through it.
Apparently, I guess he did. I don't know because I don't handle the defense, but
my God.
It sucks for that kid. I mean, I guess collarbone, you can't do surgery, or maybe they don't do surgery. So I think I Googled like 8 to 10 weeks. So in theory, he might get a chance to come back. It just sucks that like you work so hard and you get your chance and then.
Oh my God. That's so sad.
Yeah. But you know, hopefully it works out. He's a good kid.
Just tell him to suck it up.
Nope. Not going to. That was Shelby who said that. Anyway, what would.
I was saying.
So
I sprained my back. I haven't talked about that.
Yeah. I wasn't going to ask that. Here's the thing. This is a little behind the scenes of the Thought Show. I have a very busy week this week. So Monday, my boy's got a game at 3 p.m. in Baltimore, and we have to leave North Bethesda.
Are you playing Mount St. Joe?
No, playing Calvert Hall. So we got to leave at 1. Game's at 3. Game will be over about 4:30. I bet you I get back home around 8.
Okay.
Like with traffic, right? Wednesday, I have two games. We have a JV game at 1, varsity games like 5. Got to do that. Thursday, have a meeting and then have another game. And so I was saying to you, don't roll your eyes at me, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey.
We get it. You're busy. We get it.
I said, hey. I think I called you yesterday. I was like, hey, what time works to record for Sunday? And we agreed 10. And so it was like.
We actually agree on 10:20. I'm just going to throw it out there. You're like, wait, hear me out. 10:20?
No, so
What happened was
I texted you, hey, we still good for 10? Nothing. Then I FaceTimed you, and like I knew something that was wrong, but when you answered on your couch, I was like, oh boy. And I'm like, Shelby, it's 10. You go, no, it's not, it's 9:15. Oh.
Yeah, I slept on my couch with my back, bro, that you don't care about. So
now what's your story though?
My story?
You said you have a story to tell us.
I went to 3 different doctors last week and I found out that I sprained my back. That's it. Okay.
So, you made it seem like you had something major on it and there's like back sprain.
So it's not major. It was just weird. So last night, my friend Maggie and my friend Bailey comes over and
Do they like me?
They don't even know you.
You haven't told them a lot about me and they haven't like been like,
I have. And they're like, he seems like a mean person. Kind of. They're like, yeah.
They probably thought that at first. And the more they've actually gone through, they go, wanna know what? Sainthood. Like that young man there for what he's dealt with for 5 years.
No, we decided we're best friends last night.
And then they're probably going, wanna know what? And you know, John does a really good job of like bringing people up. So imagine when this poor young girl was before John got involved.
You should come visit now that I have friends here. That won't get us.
I can't do anything until after hockey, so I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, so in the springtime, you should come back.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
My favorite DJ's there.
What?
My favorite DJ's in Atlanta.
Oh, did Mike Heath?
Yeah. I hope he wins that award he's up for. Anyway.
What?
I hope he wins that award he's up for. He's a nice guy.
He did win.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he won. Good. He won the best DJ for St. Louis.
He's awesome. All right, anyway, your friends.
Okay, so last night. So Maggie and Bailey get here at like 7 and we were supposed to go to dinner and we end up drinking just a ton in my apartment. And then finally we leave for dinner. Like I was like, so I wasn't even drunk, but I was like hyper tipsy to the point that I decided to wear a necklace with my name on it out just in case. So I didn't have to tell people my name when we went out last night. So
that was the trash necklace you're wearing.
Yeah. So that's that my grandfather got it for me. So like we're about to go out last night and I was taking pictures and my friend Maggie was like, so this guy that I used to date like 6 years ago has been still following me on Instagram. Or no, he just made an Instagram. Like he never had Instagram and he just made an Instagram like a few months ago and he started following me and I decided to never follow him back, but he's still super cute. And I like really want to like start talking to him again. Like I want him to like text me. Like we broke up like on mutual terms because like back then, like I want something serious and he wanted, you know, just like
to be a dude.
Yeah, to be a guy. And she's like, but now Maggie and I are like the same. Like Maggie doesn't want anything serious. And she's like, so I'm just worried that like now he wants something serious when I just don't. And so anyway, she's like, but I really want to start talking to him again. And she's like, I don't know. I just keep thinking about him. So I was like, this is what you do. You post a picture, like a thoughty picture of yourself, and then just like react to one of his stories or something. Or like, so she wasn't following back. I was like, or just follow him back. And so we took all these pictures of her before we went out. So then we go to dinner and then we go to this bar and he was there.
Oh, did she reach out to him, you think?
No, that's the whole point. He doesn't even live in the city, and he was at this random bar we decided to go to that we had never been to.
Did you post a thotty picture?
No.
There's you. That's so funny. The one that, because you do that, you, the one that you look at yourself in the mirror.
Look at my face when I turn around. I look like the Grinch.
You do this all the time, though.
Yeah, I know.
And that you always do that look. That, where was that, where I got that? Was that before the show? One of the shows, you kept looking at yourself.
So, gotta check out my face. Make sure it's symmetrical still.
That's why you look from the side to check out your face?
Yeah. So, we get to this bar and we walk in and Maggie lost her earring right away. And then we look up and I was like, that's the guy. And she's like, what? And I was like, I think that's the guy you showed me. And it was him.
Was he by himself?
He went to like this random dive bar.
Was he by himself?
No, he was with his friends.
Hmm.
It was so weird. So then I decided that I couldn't stand him. And I was like, you can't talk to him.
Wait, why did you decide you can't stand him?
Because he was all over this girl that like worked there. It was just weird. They didn't even know each other.
But you can't blame the guy because if like...
I don't know. He just seemed like a douchebag. Okay. I got douchey vibes.
Did they hang out at all when they were there?
They talked for like a few minutes when we got there and then they didn't talk at all.
Was he trying to be a player?
I don't know. I just thought it was weird because they used to date. So I would think that they would talk more or like he would make more of an effort to talk to her.
I don't know. It depends on maybe a different conversation with somebody else there, the other girl.
I don't know. So I just felt like he didn't even really like try to like hang out with her. And I thought that was weird.
I would feel weird. If I saw an ex at a bar, I'd feel weird. Even if we were both single.
That's fair.
Especially if like, because you don't know like what, if like his friends didn't like him. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's fair. I don't know. Because
if you saw one of your exes, if you were doing girls night and like you saw one of your exes.
It's different. It's not like there's no mutual exes except for Sean. He lives in Nashville.
But same for me. If I saw one of my exes at a bar, something's wrong. But I'm saying like, if you had, did you say mutual exes?
Like, there's no, like, mutual breakups, really.
Oh, but I'm saying, like, in general, I still think, like, if your friends didn't like that person, I think it'd still be odd. So, you ever see somebody hook up with that bar, and it's just like, ugh.
They didn't date that long, though. They only dated for, like, a few months.
Listen, in modern times, that's pretty long.
I don't know.
My shortest relationship in college, there was this girl. I don't even count it as dating, because my dumbass asked her out. Like the week before Christmas break, and our Christmas break was like a month and a half, and she lived in Fargo, and Fargo is like hours from the Twin Cities. Yeah. And I remember being like, "This ain't gonna work." And so
why
I texted
her. Why did you ask her out before break?
I have no idea. I have no, because I wasn't thinking. And so, and also, I didn't really like looking back now. I'm like, we were not even remotely close to being compatible. We could barely be classmates, let alone like.
Why?
Because we're just completely different people. She's very nice. It's like completely different. But I texted, like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. No, one what I did, I broke up with her because she lived two floors below me. Because, you know, college, sharing the same, like, yeah. So I was afraid she's going to, like, do something. So I had my buddy, my roommate Adam, come down with me. And he hid a couple feet down, like, in the lobby of the dorm to make sure nothing happened.
Oh, and you broke up with her in person?
Yes.
What did she do?
She said, okay. And then, like, the next day, like, I give her, like, a stuffed animal, because that's what you do. And she, like, left it.
I've never gotten a breakup gift, but okay.
No, I gave it to her before we were dating, douchebag. And
I'm not a douchebag. F you.
You are. And then the next day, it was left outside my dorm room. And I was like, hey. She goes, I just don't think I can have this anymore. I was like, well, then throw it away. So I gave it back to her. I was like, just throw it away then.
Why wouldn't you throw it away?
Because I was proving a point.
She obviously didn't want it.
Sometimes I can be a little bit stubborn.
Yeah, she obviously was upset because she just got dumped, and then she gives you back your teddy bear, and then you give back
but
to her.
Shouldn't
like,
she
why
been,
do you do that?
Shouldn't she have been happy for the time I gave her?
God, you're such an idiot. Oh my
what
God.
Do you mean I'm such an idiot?
Because, like, that, like, she obviously was upset she got dumped, and then she's like, I don't want this anymore, and then you're like, hey, I don't want it either.
Can I ask you a question?
Typical man.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you think I'm smart for the most part?
Yeah, not when it comes to relationships.
No, I'm setting up the question. How smart do you think I am on a scale of 1 to 10 in most things?
I'll give you like maybe an 8, 7.5, 8.
7.5? What?
Yeah, 8.
You always call me for advice, for logical advice?
Yeah, and like a lot of time you're logical, but sometimes you think too much with like your heart and not your brain sometimes.
And how smart am I when it comes to relationships?
No, not even with relationships. Like, even, like, sometimes with, like, work stuff. Like, sometimes you're just, like, a little bit too compassionate.
But how smart am I when it comes to relationships?
You're not at all. You're, like, sorry. You're, like, a 1, maybe 2. 2. I'll give you a 2.
So you're saying there's room for improvement?
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, you're just not smart. Like, I wish, like, sometimes, like, you told me things you've done that I'm like, why didn't you call me? Like, hey, I could have helped you out.
You can't even help yourself, Shelby.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot. But now that I'm who I am today, I think I'm a lot better at relationships because I choose not to do them. So.
I've gotten so much better at relationships. Why? Because I just don't do it. And
it's not for me. So
real quick, this week's gonna be fun too because the Christmas party is the IJ Christmas Spectacular is Saturday. You come in what day?
I'm coming in Friday at 4 o'clock.
That was the other thing. And people in DC, you'll understand this. Cause Shelby's like, do you want to pick me up at the airport? And I was like, I already knew the answer was gonna be no. And I had like, which one? DCA. I'm like, I know. I said, no, because I know you, and I know you pick to land the most inconvenient time possible, like something like 3 o'clock. And you go, no.
I have to work in the morning.
I'm landing at what time?
I land at 4 o'clock.
Absolutely not. DC. Do you understand? If you're not in DC, to pick you up at four, I'd have to leave at like two.
You have to leave at like three.
And then I wouldn't get back until 5:30, six.
Yeah.
So Uber.
It is kind of weird. Like, I'm not going to be here for a weekend until almost the third week of January.
Why?
Because I'm going to be in Florida the day after Jingle Ball. I drive down to Florida. Then I'm in Florida the following weekend's Christmas. And then after that, I think I'm going to come up to D.C. for New Year's. And then after that, my best friend Kate and I are going to Nashville for her birthday weekend. And after that, I'm going to be in D.C. again.
It's really cool that you have a lot of best friends.
She's my best girlfriend. So, like, I'll literally, like, go out with people and be like, my best girlfriend's Kate, my best guy friend's John.
And they don't like each other.
Well, because we went on this, like, we had this, like, event all weekend here, House of Toys, like, where you donate a toy to the Agape Center here in Atlanta.
Very cool.
And so this guy that follows me on Instagram came, and he brought all these toys. And I had talked about on air because so many, like, listeners had asked, like, how long I would be there on Saturday. And I said that I was leaving around 1. So this guy comes in at 12:50 with all these toys. Super nice, right? And then he's like, well, you said that you're done at 1. Do you want to get some lunch? And I couldn't say no. I couldn't.
I think that's good.
He was super nice. So we go and get lunch. And I'm talking. I was like, yeah, my best guy friend's John. And my best girlfriend's Kate. And I was like explaining it. And he's like, John sounds like a great guy. I was like, yeah, he is. I was like, but he's kind of annoying. I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But you, no, that's you, how I explain. Okay. That's how I explain the dynamic.
Was it your first date in Atlanta?
No, I've gone on a few dates.
How they gone?
Not well. Also, like, I don't know. Like, I just am, I like being alone.
Yeah, no, that's true. One, yeah.
Not like, I don't know. I just don't like having anybody to, like, answer to. Not even answer to, but, like, I don't want to have to, like, update people.
No, I would
like,
even say this and that. I think there's something to the idea of if you want to go out, you can go out and nobody gets mad. If you want to stay in, you can stay, like, to not even being accountable. It's like you don't have to worry about anybody else's happiness.
Yeah, it's not, like, I just, like, I'm so tired, like I was telling you the other day, I'm just, like, I feel like whenever I go to Maryland, and even when I live there, like, there was just always there, all these people I was trying to make happy and keep happy,
mm-hmm.
And then here, it's just, like, I don't want to, like, and I know that, like, relationships are, like, you know, 50-50, and, you know, I don't, like, you shouldn't have to feel like you're gonna make someone sad if you're going out and stuff, cool, whatever, normal, but also, like, sometimes, like, people are gonna want to do something, and I don't want to have to compromise right now.
I think that's fair, though. No,
I just don't want to.
I think that's good, especially now you have the chance to, because then it's like once you find your person, you have to do that forever.
Yeah, and I just don't feel like doing that. So
yeah, I don't either. I'm just really hoping that I just find somebody who just worships the ground I walk on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Just make life easier.
Good luck with that, though. But I know you're going to find it, because there's already, like, so many of those girls that whenever you post, like, a video that I do something wrong, they stick up for you. So, like, they're out there. I know that they're out there, because they're in my DMs talking-ish, so. Excited for you.
I don't think you mean that, but I appreciate it.
I do mean
it.
That.
Hey, this has been a great catch up.
This has been so fun.
Follow me at Intern John Radio.
And, follow me at Shelby Saw.
Sure, you sure can. And then get us again, washthoughtshower.com. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Goodbye.
These are my thoughts he has. Will sometimes get a pass. When Intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And saw.